Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. James' Universal Letter, chapter 5, verses 10 through 20. Brethren, take as an example of suffering and patience the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Behold, we call those happy who were steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brethren, do not swear, either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, that you may not fall under condemnation. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is any cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick man, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore confess your sins to one another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man has great power in its effects. Elijah was a man of like nature with ourselves, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth its fruit. My brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death, and will cover a multitude of sins. Today's Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 4, verses 22 through 30. At that time the crowd spoke of him, and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, Is not this Joseph's son? And he said to them, Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, Physician, heal yourself. What we have heard you did at Capernaum, do here also in your own country. And he said, Truly I say to you, no prophet is acceptable in his own country. But in truth I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when there came a great famine over all the land. And Elijah was sent to none of them, but only to Zarephath, in the land of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian. And when they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with wrath, and they rose up and put him out of the city, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their city was built, that they might throw him down headlong. But passing through the midst of them, he went away. On this day, the 20th of July, we commemorate the glorious prophet Elias. Elias of great fame was from Thisbe, or Thisbe, a town of Gilead, beyond the Jordan. He was of priestly lineage, a man of a solitary and ascetical character, clothed in a mantle of sheepskin and girded about his loins with a leathern belt. His name is interpreted as, Yah is my God. His zeal for the glory of God was compared to fire, and his speech for teaching and rebuke was likened unto a burning lamp. For this too he received the name Zealot. Therefore, set aflame with such zeal, he sternly reproved the impiety and lawlessness of Ahab and his wife Jezebel. He shut up heaven by means of prayer, and it did not rain for 3 years and 6 months. Ravens brought him food for his need when, at God's command, he was hiding by the torrent of Horath. He multiplied the little flour and oil of the poor widow of Zarephath of Sidon, who had given him hospitality in her home. And when her son died, he raised him up. He brought down fire from heaven upon Mount Carmel, and it burned up the sacrifice offered to God before all the people of Israel, that they might know the truth. At the torrent of Kishon, he slew 450 false prophets and priests who worshipped idols and led the people astray. He received food wondrously at the hand of an angel, and being strengthened by this food, He walked for 40 days and 40 nights. He beheld God on Mount Horeb, as far as this is possible for human nature. He foretold the destruction of the house of Ahab and the death of his son Ahaziah. And as for the 50 that were sent by the king, he burned them for their punishment, bringing fire down from heaven. He divided the flow of the Jordan, and he and his disciple Eliseus passed through it as it were on dry land. And finally, while speaking with him, Elias was suddenly snatched away by a fiery chariot in the year 895 BC, and he ascended as though into heaven, whither God most certainly translated him alive, as he did Enoch. But from thence also, after 7 years, by means of an epistle, he reproached Joram, the son of Josaphat, as it is written, "And there came a message in writing to him from Elias the prophet, saying, Thus saith the Lord God of David thy father, because thou hast not walked in the way," and so forth. According to the opinion of the majority of the interpreters, this came to pass either through his disciple Eliseus, or through another prophet when Elias appeared to them, even as he appeared on Mount Tabor to the disciples of Christ. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.